This is the Seabed Daily Text. The problem with being a great communicator. Acts 18:23-28. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the Scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. Consider this. Apollos impressed people. He had a good resume. Number one, he was an Alexandrian Jew. Number two, he was a learned man. Number three, he had a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures. Number four, he had been taught the way of the Lord. Number five, he spoke with great fervor and acclaim. Number six, he taught about Jesus accurately. And number seven, he brought bold preaching to the synagogue. He had one glaring liability. He only knew the baptism of John. My sense of the text is Apollos did not know or had not yet encountered the Holy Spirit. If we're missing a living experience of the Holy Spirit, all the qualifications in the world will not matter. You can be impressive, a great communicator, a sought-after speaker, and still miss the mark. When you think about it, 1 through 7 above are all qualities or qualifications within our own sphere of control. The Holy Spirit will be controlled by no one. The good thing is we don't have to choose one or the other. 1 through 7 are important. The Holy Spirit is essential. Thank God for the Priscillas and Aquilas who will quietly pull us aside, invite us into their home, and explain the ways of God to us more adequately. The prayer, come Holy Spirit. The question, what is the nature or quality of your relationship with the Holy Spirit? Want to grow in a deeper way? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.